Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I had to get the ESPN up because college basketball started up, and I my hands were tied. I got to watch it. But I will have an update for you on the negotiations when we return.
Excellent.
So if you'll stick with me.
A lot of people.
10 million people.
A lot of people.
10 million people. I'm going to have that update for you when we get back. J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN. The world famous Robert Irwin Jewelers Give Gifts and Get Gifts has begun. They were talking about this. In Orlando, they said, did you know? I said, did I know? Yeah, I know the famous Robert Irwin Jewelers Give Gifts and Get Gifts has begun. What are you talking about, man? Now through Saturday, that's Saturday the 15th, spend $19.99 or more on anything. That means anything at RIJ. And you receive a free Yeti Roadie 24 hard cooler or take an additional 10% off already on sale diamond pendants and necklaces. That's going on right now through Saturday, November 15th. Get to Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Make sure you do it. And Howie's got all the payment options. You can ask her now, pay later. Financing like 24 months deferred interest or take up to 60 months to pay at a low APR. Howie's got all the payment options. He's going to make it the most comfortable jewelry buying experience of your life. You're going to be happy when you walk out of there. There's a reason for that, because he wants you to come back. He wants to be your jeweler for life. He's very good at what he does. That's why he and his family have been in this business nearly 50 years. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices at Robert Irwin Jewelers. 5 locations, 3 here locally, or online at rijewelers.com.
All right. Well, if you're one of those that's holding out for the YouTube TV and Disney dispute, I'm one of them. Good news. This is according to the New York Times/The Athletic. There is potential renewed momentum on a deal between YouTube TV and Disney that could restore ESPN to the platform subscribers. However, it's not a but it's a however. The question of how much to pay for Disney's ancillary non-sports networks such as Freeform, FX, and National Geographic remains an obstacle, according to sources briefed on the conversations between the two media giants. Of course, they have been off of YouTube TV since October the 30th. So we've missed 2 weeks of Monday Night Football, 2 weeks of college football, which in total fairness, the college football slate the last 2 weeks has been pretty bad. So,
yeah, but that was a big Monday Night Football game, even though it was terrible.
Yes.
But that was a big,
well, there were
big
people,
one this past Monday.
There were people who, you know, said there's no way that ESPN would stay off.
And it
And they've done it for two. Mm-hmm. I believe it's never happened for two.
Wow.
Now, Disney does have, as you know, its quarterly earnings tomorrow. So this is going to be an impetus, apparently, for getting this deal done, according to The Athletic. Disney negotiates all of its carriage agreements as a bundle package combining ESPN's slate of networks, its ESPN affiliates, Disney Channel, FX, and Freeform. Now, does anybody care about Freeform FX or National Geographic?
King
obviously
George might,
not.
He might, King George might care about Freeform. I don't.
You a Freeform guy?
No. Nat Geo, maybe. If there was something good on Nat Geo, I don't mind a good documentary.
Now, do you have YouTube TV?
No.
So you don't even, this doesn't even apply to you, man. Like, so he's not the right person to ask. I'm the person to ask.
What's going to be on Nat Geo. Animals eloping. So come on, bro.
Or humans.
What you trying to say?
Right? Like.
Yeah, I just remember growing up watching those, what was that, the meerkats? The little ones?
Yeah. Jarvis Greer talks about them all the time.
That was a great show.
As well, the little heads popping up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly.
It was a great show.
Yeah, I mean, it's educational. That's, you know, there's also, like, you know, there's lots of educational stuff on there.
Don't they just use Geo, man? Stop.
No.
Isn't FX just, like, movies and, like, reruns at this point?
Yeah. Now, I think they did have, like, The Walking Dead, right? No, that's AMC.
No, I think you're right. I think that is AMC.
Yeah. I feel like FX had, like, a show.
It had something.
The Americans, maybe?
Maybe.
I feel like FX had some original shows.
Because there's also that overlap, like, some of these could be HBO as well.
Yeah. Oh, FX had Snowfall.
Great show.
Yes. Yes, it had
Snowfall. That's what I was going to FX for, Snowfall.
You know what? That's one that I've been meaning to start.
They're actually doing a spinoff of that.
I think I saw that.
Yep. A couple of the characters getting their own.
I saw that.
Yep.
American Horror Story, FX.
Never got into it, but remember hearing about it.
I mean, it's on season 12. Yeah. You know, so okay. It's obviously pretty popular, at least.
But you guys are right that Walking Dead was not FX. It's AMC.
No, it's AMC.
Okay.
Yeah, because
it would be at the top.
Yeah. And I feel like there were. I mean, like
Atlanta was FX. I watched it for a couple seasons. They had some talented guys in it, but I just couldn't keep up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had The Americans. They had Sons of Anarchy. Remember that one? That was never one for me, but
my wife wife did Sons of Anarchy. I'm pretty sure.
Justified. Fargo. These are no longer airing, but these are shows that were, you know, on there.
Nip Tuck was an FX show.
There you go.
That was huge for a minute. Right? That's what I'm looking at right now. It says one of the 14th. It has like a rundown of FX's best shows.
Mm-hmm.
But FX was Nip Tuck, yeah.
Yeah. So
we watched that. It was pretty good for a while too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they've had some good ones.
They have.
It's more than just one.
No, you're right.
And I would have agreed with you, and I think I did, that it felt like one show maybe.
Yeah,
it's more than one.
Yeah, but it's not really about FX. I think they're fine with FX. It's
right.
Like Freeform and Nat Geo. Because I would guess that the majority of people who, you know, subscribe to YouTube TV don't watch those channels, right? They probably watch sports. And I think YouTube TV is coming out like, well, we'll pay for the sports, but we don't want to have to pay for these other channels that they don't add value to our offering, right? So, but Disney's like, no, it's a bundle. You want one, you have to take all. So I understand the stalemate here, but I will say that ESPN app, dude, it's bad. On my TV, it's bad. It's like it buffers, it like skips and clicks during the broadcast, so it's like everything's like just kind of very, it's just like worse. It's just worse.
Sounds like a nightmare.
You know, I have to watch games on my computer. I can't watch it on my TV, which is fine. I mean, I'll do it, but I prefer to, like, you know, watch when I'm watching film, when I'm breaking down, you know, Aaron Bradshaw's post moves. You know, I want to be able to, like, lock in on the big screen.
Well, that won't take you long.
So hopefully this stalemate ends very soon, because 2 weeks has been, and I'll cancel ESPN. I'll cancel the ESPN app.
The Bear was also FX.
The Bear.
Bear was big. Won awards.
Now, Freeform is, I believe Freeform used to be ABC Family.
Oh, there was another one in there.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, what was it called?
It was ABC Family. Then I think it switched from ABC Family to something else. So it was Fox Family. Then it was ABC Family. Then it went to Freeform. So that's what it has been since 2016. So, you know, Seventh Heaven. You remember that show?
Never got into it.
That was your style, man. It was this Christian family navigating a secular world.
When was it?
It would have definitely been when you were...
Before my walk.
Yeah, most definitely before your walk. You would have absolutely never given Seventh Heaven the time of day.
Just not the kind of thing that was going to pull me in.
But Freeform, I think, mostly is going to get its run like on a Harry Potter marathon. On a Christmas movie marathon, you know, that's what you're going to watch the Freeform Channel 4. would be my guess. So, again, is there value in that to somebody? Maybe. I don't do the Christmas movies, you know?
Me either.
I'll probably do, like, you know, with my kid, I'll have no say in it. The Polar Express. My kid loves the Polar Express. Riley.
Who's in that one?
It's Tom Hanks. It's the one.
The animated one with the train.
Well,
no, it's the train.
Yeah.
You know that one?
I was thinking about that Will Ferrell stupid stuff. Where
Elf. Elf.
That's the, all the adults love that movie. Like, George loves that movie. But it's not, I'm not watching that either. I think Elf is probably one of the most overrated movies of all time.
Yeah.
I think if you're in your 30s and you're still getting excited about Elf, like, you need to touch grass.
Mm-hmm. Gremlins, slick, good Christmas movie. Gremlins. Never forget that.
I've never heard Gremlins as a Christmas movie.
It's Christmas movie. Yeah. The original Gremlins is a Christmas movie.
We have
just don't believe that.
Every year we have the argument about is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
See, I don't do the one everybody else does. Mine
no, you
is do, different.
No, you, I appreciate you brought that to the table.
Die Hard, though, is a Christmas movie.
Right, but we do argue about
they
that.
They were at the Christmas party when they take over. I mean, that's what they're doing.
I mean, that's the same argument, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So,
that's like,
I don't think there's much of a debate in that one anymore.
Okay.
It's got Die Hard and Gremlins Christmas movie.
So any,
yeah, it's during Christmas.
Okay, so any movie that takes place in or around Christmas is
got
a Christmas
the tree and the lights are getting on things. It's a Christmas movie.
Okay.
But these, like, think about it. All of this happens at a Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these could just be in December, like around the time, but if it has nothing to do with Christmas.
It's not really a Christmas movie.
Right.
Right.
They're at a Christmas party.
But it's not.
They're there for a reason.
But it's not. But a Christmas movie, I think, right? The argument is that a Christmas movie is about Christmas. It's about the actual holiday. The premise of Die Hard happens to take place at a Christmas party, but it's not about the season. It's not about the holiday. It's just as it happens. That's when it's happening.
Right. Right. I can see that case.
Right.
But like, they're all there together because it's a Christmas party.
Exactly. And that was the time to strike.
Right.
To hit the building during the Christmas party, because that's when, again,
is Friday After Next a Christmas movie?
The one where they take the where he robs him, right? Yeah,
yeah,
takes the sack.
That's not a Christmas movie.
It's the Christmas movie of the Fridays. It's the Christmas movie. You want to get in the spirit,
right?
Watch that Friday.
Now was that?
Now,
one?
I can never keep any of them straight, so I'm impressed that you knew which one.
Yeah, I think that was Friday After Next. Yeah. But obviously they diminished greatly in quality after the first. It's like not even the same thing.
Very true.
And I think, did they end up doing like a remake like in the last 10 years, maybe?
Maybe.
But it was not even.
Remember, once my guy Mike Epps said, dude, I don't know, asked Ice Cube.
When
we had him
on,
we asked him when the next, that's when I stopped caring.
Right. All right, while we're on the subject, I know, you know, my wife has a Christmas tree up already, so we're in the Christmas spirit in my house.
That is ridiculous.
I agree, it's ridiculous.
I put my foot down. My wife tried the same thing. What's getting into these women?
I was out of town when it happened, so I, you know.
Slick. Yeah. Very slick.
Yep, she was very smart about that. You have to watch a Christmas movie, quote unquote. What are you putting on?
Oh, I'm a sucker for a Christmas story. I can watch it over and over again about the little white kid with the little brother.
I know you're going to go
can't
there.
Can't stand up or whatever. Dude, I love that movie. The end of it when they're in the Asian restaurant because she couldn't cook the turkey. The dogs came in and took it.
Yes.
I can watch it. They'll shoot you. Shoot your eye out. Like, I can repeat lines.
When he gets
his tongue.
That's a classic. A million times.
That's a classic.
And literally, they do it. You talk about a marathon. They run that over
for
24 hours.
Yes, they do.
I can watch it at least 4 or 5 times.
Yes.
During that marathon. I love that movie so much.
No,
I grew up on that
movie. No, Christmas Story is a great movie. It truly is.
I love that you're saying that, again, it shows how timeless it is. It's generational. Yes. It still works.
No, I grew up watching it,
too. And it stands up.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get to my kid in it, but frankly, we've skipped it. And he's too old at this point now to get in.
But
to your point, I'm hoping when he's a little bit more mature, he'll appreciate it for what it was. You know, he just sees the old, the old houses, cars,
it's
all the same
movie,
for me.
Very old movie.
But as you mature, you realize, okay, some stuff's timeless and
still
resonates.
Yeah, like, it is very different than the world that he's growing up in.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I still at least did grow up for a time where there was no internet, there was no cell phones, there was no social media. You know, he ain't relating to that, bro, running around with your friends and shooting people with BB guns.
But what you do relate to is that one present under the tree that you're hoping is there. We all can do all that, whether we're kids, whether we're adults.
Yes.
And Chris has always sort of got guests. I guess it is a blessing. He's kind of always gotten what he wants.
Right.
And I think that's the part of it that always draws me back in.
It's, right.
You know, it's the one, the Red Rider.
It's the magic.
And him finally that getting it and the magic of it. And how his dad tells him there's one more thing over there, buddy, because he was down.
That's right.
He thought he didn't get it. And, bro, we've all been there. That is the one for me.
I think it's a great call.
Easily.
I don't know if I would even want to do a different one.
And to your point, that one is a Christmas movie.
Oh, no debate.
About the whole, they go see Santa. They do it all.
Getting your tongue stuck on the telephone pole.
Yep.
You know, I mean, these are, even all these years later, it's still iconic scenes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now we don't do a lot of movie talk on this show, y'all. So I hope y'all appreciate what we're doing right now. I mean, this is a rare thing that we do on this show.
You're in my wheelhouse now.
We tend to try to avoid the Harrington waters. I mean, it's not, you know.
We're not giving critical reviews out here, though. We're just saying these are good movies. These are classics.
Look, my brother-in-law is on what's that website? Letterboxd.
Is it Letterboxd?
Yeah, he's on Letterboxd. He goes and reviews movies, and you know that's the. That's the social media, Jason, for movie critics, Letterboxd.
But who was the kid that did the Triple Dare and did the tongue thing? He was in a lot of movies.
I don't know his name.
He was in The Toy with Richard Pryor. He was the rich kid. I want to say a movie called Kidco, like he was the child owner of the business. That kid right there.
Peter Billingsley.
Yeah, that dude right there. Are you sure that's him?
Yeah, that's him. And he's 54 now.
Now, that dude had a career. Because now you talk about another one that was in my wheel, The Toy with Richard Pryor.
I didn't watch that one.
White family goes out and hires Richard Pryor to look after their kid. You talk about the KKK has hired Richard Pryor, to take a look after their kid. A movie you probably couldn't even make now in today's age.
Right.
But that he was the spoiled brat in that one, the kid that put his tongue on the pole in Christmas Story. Man, those 80s, man.
How about
80s
this?
90s movies.
Bro. They did a sequel. I didn't even know this. They did a sequel to A Christmas Story in 2012 that went straight to DVD.
That tracks.
Then they did another sequel in 2022 with the same actor, Peter Billingsley, reprising his role as Ralphie in 2022.
Okay, see, Ralphie's the star of the thing.
Yes.
That's not who I'm talking about, the kid that put his tongue on the pole.
Oh, that's not the same guy?
Yeah, not the same. So that's what I thought. I don't know if you had my right actor, the kid I'm talking about. He wasn't the lead in that. Ralphie is the lead. But what I'm saying is this secondary character, one of Ralphie's friends, the one that did the challenge and put his tongue on the pole, he was in a bunch of movies, whereas Ralphie was barely in anything as a kid actor back then.
Oh, okay.
See my point?
Yeah. Flick.
Yeah, Flick. He was the kid in The Toy. I think he was in Kidco. And folks will know.
It's the same kid. Scott Schwartz.
That kid had a heck of a career. It felt like he was in everything at that time in the 80s. And that movie, The Toy with Richard Pryor, because I think Jackie Gleason was the dad. That was a huge
you're right.
American movie. Man. Yep. Everybody watched The Toy, black, white, everybody.
I'm going to say this right now. If I ever get stopped and I'm in public and they say, for your life, you have to win 1980s movies trivia.
Oh, yeah.
I'm calling Jason, bro.
Call the lifeline, bro.
I saw them
all. Ghostbusters, all that. I mean, all that stuff.
I remember the actors. I think we lost Jason in the 80s, and he hasn't rejoined us since.
There is a part of me that was left there.
It never came
out of it.
I mean, people love the 80s. The 80s were,
special time.
I think we always look back, like, with each decade that passes, we always look back like, oh, now the 90s were like the best time ever to be alive, you know. And soon we're going to say the 2000s were the best. We will never say that about the 2020s, though. I feel very confident in that. We will never look back and say, man, the 2020s, if we're looking back at the 2020s and saying that was the best time to live,
have gone sideways.
No question about it. But yes, if I would recommend if anybody has any 80s movies trivia.
Indiana Jones type stuff. Oh, man.
Jason will be, his show from Grisby goes from 3 to 4. So he'll be free after that.
Yeah, we'll have time to get to that.
To help out. But yeah, dude, when you look up Scott Schwartz, like literally the three things that come up are The Toy, A Christmas Story, and Kidco.
I nailed this man's whole career.
Yes.
I guess that was it, though. I've held him up too high.
Yeah, no.
The Toy had to be huge.
Yeah.
Just in America. It was like Superman. Everybody was going to see it.
Yep. Scott Schwartz's father, this is on his Wikipedia page.
I was about to say, don't read too much into that.
Was Elvis's U.S. Army company clerk in Germany from 1958 to 1960. That's kind of a claim to fame, I guess.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, he also reprised his role as Flick in that 2022 Christmas Story sequel. So if you want to check that out.
I believe I tried to give that a chance or something. It didn't even touch.
It
didn't have the feel, the same vibe.
Yeah.
We checked out.
Yeah. Anyway, good stuff there. Merry Christmas, everybody. When we come back, Brooks Monaghan will join us. We'll talk to him about the big tournament game on campus this weekend. Memphis women's soccer doing it again, back in the tournament. Big matchup against Illinois on Saturday. We'll get his thoughts on the seed, on the draw, on everything when we get back. Jason and John, I'm trying to film you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
And
we're back. And as promised, his name is Brooks Monaghan. He's the longtime and legendary Memphis women's soccer coach. His Tigers are a 7 seed in the NCAA tournament. We'll host Illinois in the first round on Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Murphy Soccer Track and Field Complex on the Park Avenue campus. We're excited to have him. Coach, congratulations.
Man, thank you. I appreciate that, and I appreciate you guys having me on this morning.
14th trip, I believe, in program history to the NCAA tournament. You're a 7 seed. I know at one point, Coach, you know, you're maybe hoping for a higher seed. You're back in. I'll speak for John and me. I think they stole it from you last year. You should have been in the tournament. You're back. You can't take it for granted. You've got Illinois on Saturday. You get to host a spot. How excited is everybody about the opportunity?
Yeah, man, we're super excited. Like you said, last year was tough, you know, to have the record that we had and not get in. Nope. But, you know, every year is a new year, and this year I don't think we left it to question. Obviously, you know, the last game didn't end the way we wanted it to, but we had done enough to put ourselves in a good position. So just looking forward to being back in the dance.
Tell me about getting the 7, Coach, and selection day. You know, you're coming off the semifinal loss, and like you said, you know, maybe you don't know after last year. Was it a relief in terms of where you thought they might put you? I know we were still banking on and surely hoping on you'd be back in the tournament. How'd you feel about the 7?
You know, guys, I think sometimes people, because the tournament is kind of set up like basketball, right? But the thing is until the NCAA, and I don't sound like a sore loser, but until they start treating it like basketball, you're always going to have these crazy seeds and matchups because they try to keep things as regional as possible. Where in basketball, they don't care. They're going to fly people everywhere. So, you know, that has to be taken into consideration. When you see a 7 by your name, though, again, you know, I've done this a long time. It doesn't seem like we've ever walked away with a favorable seed. And so I was a bit disappointed in the number by our name, but it's a good matchup. But I'll give you an example, right? Tennessee got a 3 seed.
Saw that.
Guess who they're hosting? North Carolina.
Yep.
Right? So, and they've already played them this year. That would never happen in basketball.
Right.
Like, I mean, so I would rather be a 7 seed where we are than a 3 seed where they're at. So, but at the end of the day, we're in, man. There are no easy games. And, you know, you know, it's been a great season, and just looking forward to the next game.
You know, you brought up basketball. I was in favor last year of Memphis basically, bowing out and not playing in any of the conference tournament games because it would not have helped them. It would only have hurt them, and they wound up losing Tyrese Hunter against Tulane, which cost them in the NCAA tournament. And I'm bringing that up to say that Winston Roberts over there at Memphis had a list of the 7 undefeated teams entering the NCAA tournament since 2015. And Memphis is the only team in that group that's not a 1 or a 2 seed. And the other thing the other thing that sticks out about these teams is that the majority of them didn't have, like, the Pac-12 and the WCC. They don't have conference tournaments, so they didn't have to play again. So, I mean, obviously, I know you wouldn't go to those lengths and say we're not going to participate in the conference tournaments, but like, How is this something that could actually hurt us this badly when it comes to our seed? It's not even a regulation. It's a PK loss. Like, we have to have some kind of change here, right?
Yeah, now, in all fairness, it goes down as a tie, right? So it didn't, you know, hurt us as much as a loss would have. But I'm going to give you guys a story that I think is brilliant. And, you know, it's a coach that I've looked up probably my whole career the most to, and he's no longer coaching, but he coached at Florida State. His name is Mark Corey, and he won a few national championships. But it was several years ago, way back, maybe 10 years ago, and you can look this story up. Actually, you know, ACC has a conference tournament. You know what he did? He left his entire starting lineup at home for the tournament.
Wow.
To rest his players for the national tournament. And he got a lot of grief. But I get it. I get it. So, listen, at the end of the day, guys, we didn't throw that game. It happened to us. It's our fault. You know, we were up 3-1. It stings. But you know, some of the points you bring up, our conference is getting better. I can't control the conference. Would it help if we played in another conference? 1,000%. My boss, right? My boss, you know, Ed, he is doing everything he can in his power, and I give him so much credit, you know, to get this university, as you guys know, in one of those conferences. But until then, you can't cry about it. You just put your head down, you take it, you know, and do the best you can.
You have such a young team. You know, if we'd looked at you on paper before the season, we'd say, you know, there's a good chance Brooks not going to be back here. What have you told them, Bruce, because there's a chance you're going to do this again, and they're going to be back, and this is a spot where you can get the experience and make a run. What have you told them about putting the last 5 minutes of regulation out of their minds, out of you all's minds, and focusing on Illinois?
Well, I mean, to be honest, that's how we started practice today. We met before practice, and we talked. I addressed the team after the game of our last game, and I addressed them the next morning, right? We had a team meeting. But I didn't address them the same way, right? It wasn't the right time. And today we spoke about the last game and how we have to be better and how it's a 90-minute game and how can we learn from that last game. And it doesn't take always going out on the field as long as everybody is attentive and really listening. And so I think we got better today, right, just by our meeting. Yes, we practiced afterwards, but, you know, so it's you know, and then going into, you know, your question about the you know, us being young, you know, if you would have asked me, you know, at the beginning of the season, would we be where we were? Would we had the season up to this point? I would have said, man, you're probably crazy. And as a coach, you try to be realistic. And that would have been the realistic answer because of just how young we were. But you know what? We're not young now.
Not anymore.
We're experienced.
I'm with you.
We're experienced, right? We've gone through a lot of experiences. And yeah, you know, excited. Number one, super excited about, you know, this next match, but then, you know, the ability to keep this group together and hopefully continue to build.
talking to Brooks Monaghan, head coach of Memphis Women's Soccer. They're going to host Illinois in the NCAA tournament there on South Campus. I'm just curious, Coach. I mean, when you're doing this and you're building teams, like, you know, we know sort of how football and basketball get down. Like, it's like one call. It's like, hey, what's your NIL budget? And if that number sounds kosher, then we'll make this work. Like, but when you are, and I'm sure that's a part of the discussion for you, but like when you're building a team and you're, you know, recruiting players, like how much is it about NIL? How much of it is about coming to Memphis and developing and being part of a winning program? Just in the girls that you recruit, like, what's that pie chart breakdown like?
Yeah, right now it is. It hasn't gotten to – it'll never get, right? Football and basketball will always be ahead of an Olympic sport, right? So it hasn't totally – you know, it's not like basketball and football. Is there rev share involved and do we have some – yes, it is involved. But it's not, you know, who can give you the most money, right? So we're able, I feel like, to still do – some of the most important things when recruiting kids is, you know, find kids that are talented, but kids that, you know, that love the game, the kids that are good teammates. And I'm not so sure that the footballs and basketballs can worry too much about that. I'm not a football or basketball coach, right? They're just going for the talent. And guys, there's a lot of talented kids that have played for me that never panned out because they didn't have the right attitude or mentality. So we're still able to look for kids there. And also, you know what? There's a little bit of luck. When it comes to recruiting, there's always good surprises and there's always bad surprises. You just hope that there's more good surprises than bad surprises, right? And this year we've had a lot of good surprises. And things have come together, but even beyond the biggest thing though is leadership, guys. And I'm not sitting here taking credit, right? There is a pyramid, right? And you've got to have the head coach and the assistant coaches, and then you've got to have the captains, and then you have to have the players under the captains, and you all have to be on the same page. And if you're all on the same page with the same goals, you have a chance, right? And we happen to have that this year. If you those things are out of whack, it's freaking hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. And I've had teams like that. I've had talented teams, but we didn't have the right leadership in place, and, you know, we probably underachieved.
You know, I look at you guys' team, and we've talked so much about the pipelines that you've built, right, to Canada and Japan, and then and John's asked you about her before, but Ashley Henderson's this great local story. She's Offensive Player of the Year in the conference this year. You're talking about leadership, and one of those leaders, she certainly turned into one for you. I don't know how much luck there was in getting her coach. Maybe there was some. But how about the year? The other day I'm driving in, Coach, and she's I'm hearing her on a commercial, on a radio commercial. You know, I'm thinking about how cool it is to be a Memphis women's soccer player and how cool her story with you has been. But what a season for Ashley Henderson.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, nobody has the perfect season. And, you know, I know I've shared Ashley's story and what a special kid and, you know, how we found her and all of that. I mean, it still gives me goosebumps when I'm sitting here talking to you guys. But Ashley is a human being, you know, and halfway through the season, Ashley, you know, kind of was in a little bit of a slump. She was struggling with a little bit, which that's what they're kids, right? They go through these times. And we had a great talk and was like, you know, it's kind of one of those talks about this isn't the season I wanted it to be. And then I'm like, you know, and talk about next season. I'm like, next season can be tomorrow. And I'm not claiming to be a genius, guys, by, you know, what I told her, you know, but she's like, she looked at me and she's like, you're right. And I promise, you know, from that moment on, it really kicked in and she's been doing great. And, you know, just super proud of the kid, you know, her whole story, where she came from, you know, to basically be a walk-on, us giving her a chance to now being the captain of, you know, a top 10 team going into the NCAA. I mean, you can't make it up. It's a great story.
And I'm just curious, like when you, cause I, you know, you've built something that's so successful through so many different iterations of college athletics. What is your general philosophy when it comes to the transfer portal? Like, again, some sports really, and some coaches really rely on that. You know, obviously we know you've had done it in different ways as well, but like, is it something that you find yourself spending a lot of time on, in, out? Just like, how do you approach that part of it?
Yeah, man. I mean, God, times have changed. And, you know, Nick Saban once said, you either adapt or you die. And that has stuck with me because God knows, guys, I've had to adapt from how, you know, from when I first started doing this. And this transfer portal, I mean, you know, it can be a good thing. It can be a disaster. I mean, it's all over the place. And, you know, we could have a whole show on me just talking about that. But, you know, we've used it, you know, to find some players. But I still believe in recruiting that high school kid and developing them. You know what I mean? Like, that is very pure. And, you know, those kids, like, I mean, I've seen so many kids that have come in here that have, you know, been at a certain level. And then by the time they leave, if they have the right mentality and attitude, just completely transformed. And again, that's not me taking the credit. It's just the environment I think we provide these kids. But, you know, it's just so easy to step away for some kids. You know, they have a bad night, bad day. And it can be very, very tough. But, you know, I've definitely had to adapt with it, and you know, but I'm not gonna lie, guys, and I'm not the only coach. There's a lot of coaches at all different levels of all different sports saying, "Man, we wish this would kind of change a little bit."
No, I can certainly understand why. You've also got a scout. What have you made early in terms of the scouting this Illini team? What have you made of them? You faced good goalkeeping all year long. Looks like it'll be along the same lines with Illinois.
Yeah, I mean, they're good, guys. And, you know, it's every team has a different style in the last several games, and it's not to knock anybody, right? Because we didn't get the result the last game. But a lot of teams try to play a different style, which, you know, a direct style, and you know, it's not the most fun soccer to play against. Illinois plays, man. You know, and I'm glad we're playing against somebody that kind of tries to play a little bit like us, because we haven't really, you know, Illinois I put into the category of a Vanderbilt, a Tennessee, a South Florida in our league, right? And I know South Florida didn't have the greatest year, but the way they play. Right, the style they play. So I'm excited about that. Our girls are excited about that, playing against an opponent, you know, that tries to play. And I'm not gonna lie, you know, I mean, the conference is conference, but I'm ready to play somebody outside of our conference. Mm-hmm. Man, when we're in conference, we got the biggest target on our back. You get everybody's best game, and I'm not saying we're not gonna get Illinois' best game, but it's, you know, teams just play like this. So it's nice to be able to play somebody outside our league.
You and Penny, man. You and Penny, birds of a feather. Just get us back out of American Conference play right now, and let's get back to what we do best. There's an NCAA tournament game on campus, on South Campus this weekend. It's Memphis versus Illinois. Tickets are available. 7 o'clock kickoff. Brooks, man, it's always great to catch up with you. Congrats
on the
continued success.
Congrats.
Yeah, man. Again, guys, thanks for having me. I really appreciate y'all.
Absolute pleasure.
He is Brooks Monaghan, Memphis women's soccer coach. Again, big opportunity for them this weekend. They're back in the NCAA tournament. Underseeded, sure, but I thought it was interesting sort of the way he broke it down. Like, hey, Tennessee's a 3-seed. They got to play North Carolina.
Yep, got to shake it off. Got to shake off those last 5 minutes of UTSA. Like we said, last year they got robbed. They lost in the conference tournament. They should have still been in the NCAA tournament. They don't make it, so at least you're back in.
Yep.
And you can't take it for granted. Like we said, 14th trip for the program.
That's pretty amazing.
Go take out the Illini.
Go take them out. There is no doubt about it. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Got Grizz action tonight. Grizzlies on the road at the Boston Celtics. Again, Ja Morant, questionable. We'll see what that means. Grizzlies are out to a 7.5-point underdog. You know, hopefully, you know, he's good enough to go, because this is probably the most winnable game on the road trip left. So you'd like to have him. But there is the chance, of course, that Zach Edey returns this weekend against the Cavs. And
there you go.
We'd like to believe that gives the Grizz a better chance of winning, right? Certainly can't hurt.
Yeah,
so
I thought that was good news, too. Just even seeing Zach Edey's name move to doubtful.
Right.
We do not expect him tonight, but that is obvious progress from where he's been. And we seems like we've been talking about this for months. Mm-hmm. You know, Zach Edey's return. Remember, we came in the preseason and said, just, you know, tread water till Zach Edey gets back. Well, nice to know that we're here. You're underwater, having lost 6 of 7, but maybe with Zach Edey back earlier than maybe we initially thought too. When the surgery was announced, people were saying maybe until December. So you're getting him back, you know, mid-November. Maybe things can start getting a little, at least some sense of normalcy can start, you know, coming back, especially as it relates to your point guard play with Ja.
Absolutely right. So, be looking forward to that happening.
Yeah, hopefully Cleveland.
And yes,
yeah.
Cleveland is a very good team, and you know the Grizzlies haven't beaten a team like that since like February.
That would have been last season.
Yeah, it'd be nice to do that again. I mean,
your best win's Phoenix, right? In terms of record, which ain't saying much, but that's your best win because the other ones are New Orleans, Indiana.
That's kind of a bummer.
And the Mavericks.
That's kind of a bummer that they are 6-5.
Those are
right
four
now.
Right there, and Phoenix is the best of that bunch. I think last I looked on record, they've still got more wins than the Mavs.
Yeah.
So you're talking about Indiana and New Orleans, bro. I mean, the wins haven't beat, like you said, you haven't beat anybody of this ilk.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that means.
Or again, Cleveland's ilk.
Again, it's been so long. So even a win on the road at Boston is 7.5-point underdogs. I mean, it wouldn't be like that kind of team, but it would still be symbolic and meaningful in that way that you could win a game where you're a projected like underdog. You know, show that they still have that sort of in them, which you know it's been a long time since we've seen it. So again, of course, you can catch that game right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. It's gonna do it for us today. Thanks to Brooks Monaghan for joining us on the show. Thanks to Norton Herr IV as well. Here's what's about to happen. We're going to get out of here. George is not. George is going to be here.
Keep working.
Again. Working. For another show. With Jeffrey Wright instead. It's going to be Jeffrey and Company, though. So that's coming up next. We're going to get out of here. Don't stop listening. As Jeffrey would say, keep listening.
Keep listening.
Keep listening. 92.9 FM ESPN. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.